Hi. Everyone, how's everyone doing tonight? Good? Great. Okay. Well, yes, like Bob said, I'm Abby. I won't be up here very long. Bob asked me to share a short witness on God's love, and I would have to say that probably is one of my favorite things to talk about, for sure, is God's love. If you were to ask me a couple of years ago even what love was, and the concept of God's love especially, I wouldn't have known what to say. I am actually a convert. I found my faith in college, and so it's really been a journey, and I would say that journey, and while I know the Lord has just been working in my life ever since he created me, of course, the first instance that I can recognize was when I went on a mission trip to Kingston, Jamaica, my freshman year of college. I'm a junior now, and so that would have been 2014. And I remember going on this mission trip and encountering all of these people in Kingston and just really noticing the joy that came from all of them and their kindness and just really wondering, you know, where was that coming from? Kingston, and there's this one little part, and it's a slum. It's a garbage dump. And these people were coming out with these radiant smiles on their faces, just being so welcoming to all the students. There were 30 of us. And I mean, who were we to intrude even? And I went thinking I was going to help them so much. And I came away with that really just kind of in awe. I really couldn't have explained to you at that point what had happened. So I got back to school, and my faith really took off from there. A lot of really great people have been in my life that have led me to where I am now. The Lord has been working through them. And I had the blessing to be able to go on the mission trip again this year. As a junior, there were 10 of us this year, and I think there was one other person that had been on the trip. But I was really excited because I was going to be able to share my past experiences with them and just really be able to experience with them for the first time what I had experienced. And when I went, I found myself again just taken aback by just the authentic joy and love that these people were showing me. We went to the Missionaries of Charity, which was Mother Teresa's order, and they had a home for the elderly. And there are so many old ladies that were up on this floor that I spent so many hours with, just beaming, wanting to talk to me, and just really being open to me being there, and I, who had no business being there. And a couple of days after that, we went to another elderly home. It was called St. Monica's Home for the Poor and the Elderly. And there was one man in particular that really just has been on my heart ever since we left. And they all were. And they all left some kind of impression on my heart, for sure. But he didn't speak. And I'm pretty sure he had Alzheimer's. And I went over and I sat down with him. We had been there for about 4 hours at that point. It was about time to go. We probably had about a half hour left. And I just sat down with him, and I was nervous, and I was feeling awkward because it's one of those things where I don't know what to say, I should get up and just go on to the next person. But I just sat there, and I said, okay, I'm just going to tell you these random stories that you have, just random stories about my grandpa's flower garden when I was little, just, I don't even remember. I just started rambling. And then I ran out of things to say, and I just sat there, and I think I sat there for a good 5 to 10 minutes, and then out of the corner of my eye, I see him start to raise his hand, and he placed his hand on mine. And we just sat there holding hands for what seemed to be 10 to 15 minutes. I mean, it probably actually wasn't even that long, but it felt like forever, and we just sat there. And finally, it was time to go. I got up, and I got right, so we were at eye level at this point. He was sitting down, I squatted down in front of him, and I said, bye, I'm leaving now. And this grin on his face was just so joyful. And he was mumbling these words. I had no idea what he was saying. But I put my hand on his to tell him that I was going. And then he raised my hand to his lips and kissed my hand. And it was the sweetest thing ever. And looking back and praying on that, I think the significance of that that was God right then and there loving me through this man. I love going to adoration. I like to start my mornings off with adoration when I can. And just since being on that trip, it's just really been clear, like just correlating that with just sitting with God in adoration. He just wants us. He just desires us. He desires us to just sit there and be with him. And it was such a grace to be able to encounter that, what I encounter in adoration, through this man. And so it was just a beautiful testament that he wants nothing but our undivided attention and our love for him. We can't do anything, like was mentioned. And so, yeah, I just wanted to, I think that was what was on my heart to share with you tonight. And Bob really hit it on point. He had mentioned Jamaica earlier. And so thank you for listening, and thank you for inviting me. This is really great what you guys are doing. Thank you.